Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, we are talking about Dancing with the Stars Jr., and we're going to take you back to the year that these stars were born. All of that and so much more when we return.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. We are talking about Dancing with the Stars Season 1, Episode 2. And we have such an amazing show to cover. Right now, I want to introduce you to myself and my co-panelists here. My name is Angel Taylor, and this is...
Hey, guys. I'm Shay Jones.
And we will be taking it all the way back to when these stars were born. So each contestant was supposed to dance to a song that was made in the year that they were born. And we're going to just break it down couple by couple. So we also want to get just your overall thoughts about the show, Shay.
I'm in love. These kids are talented. It's so interesting when they say, you know, I've never danced before. And you watch them kill it. It's like your heart is so filled with so much warmth because you're just like, you're fighting for them. Like,
I know
you're being. So overall, I thought this episode was awesome, though I am upset by the elimination, which we will talk about later. Overall, the episode was everything, though it made me feel a little old about the songs that were chosen.
Yes.
That's all I have to say. Interesting, you know, the songs those came out when they were born because you're just like, oh, I remember. And you're like, you didn't remember, you didn't know one song. And I was just like, how do you not remember that?
Oh, my gosh. And then those songs that reminded you of when you were in college just a few years
ago?
No,
in high school.
In high school?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a little older than you. So they were my college days when some of them were born. I was like, oh, okay, I remember that. So we started out with 12, and now we're down to 10 couples. 10 couples. And let's start out with the first couple. It was Mackenzie and Sage, and they were performing the Quick Step. And they had a song from 2004. What were your thoughts about how they quick stepped?
I enjoyed it, though I was a little critical on her technique because I've danced since I was around 4. And so I judge a little more differently than probably a lot of people because as much as I'm trying to enjoy their performance, I'm also just like, okay, I like the form. I saw the misstep, but I like how you picked it right back up.
Right.
So she did have a misstep in her footwork.
I did see that.
And I was so impressed that she didn't, like, it didn't stop her from keep on going because Quick Step is in the name Quick. So even if you stumble, you have to just keep on going, keep on smiling, and I was really impressed.
Yes, I really liked her cheerleading outfit. that was amazing, and how they had the camera situated inside of the locker when she opened up, I thought that was very clever. I also really liked the fact that they came, like, they made up for last week because they came down on her a little hard last week. I didn't really agree with the judges' critiques last week, but they were so, like, so happy about her performance today, which made me feel so much better. But yeah, she's one of my favorites. She's one of the oldest ones in the cast. So moving right on to Sky and JT, they danced to the Cha-Cha in a song that was made in 2008. And what did you think about Sky and JT?
I love Sky's facials.
Mm.
Her face, like, as much as I'm trying to watch her dance, because obviously to Dance with the Stars Juniors, I love her face. I love the fact that she's so smiley and she's her performance, like, it's all there. And you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just so enthralled by her. And I think even though, like, she's more used to a skateboard, her balance is there. She, like Val said, she has a maturity to her that really shows out when she's dancing.
Absolutely.
And it's so wonderful to see.
So let's not miss that they opened up with that backflip.
That backflip was
very
impressive.
That was amazing, right? Oh my gosh. Not very many people can open up in such a way. So it really heightened the expectations of the dance. So did it meet your expectations?
It did, though. I actually I like that she kept the smile on her face. However, I would have still liked to see a little bit more cha-cha.
Yes, I would have loved to have seen more cha-cha. I really enjoyed her last performance, or actually her first performance, better than this one. But they do get to take home the outfit award. I really love that purple ensemble they had on. That was so cute. Also, they danced to Lady Gaga. They had like one of the best songs, I thought. And she really really brought it out with those facial expressions and her confidence and her clean lines. And she was amazing. They are such a pair. Let's back it up. The Mackenzie and Sage, their scores from Val, they got an 8. From Mandy, they got an 8. And from Adam, they got an 8 with a score of 24. And Sky and JT, they got a score of 7 from Val, 7 from Mandy, and an 8 from Adam, which led them with a score of 22. And let's move right along to Sophia and Jake. Oh my goodness, such a cute couple. Tell me what you felt about this particular dance, Scottie Pippen's daughter.
I just have to say with the dress, she's very beautiful. However, yeah. As beautiful as she is, for me watching her performance, I can tell she was thinking too hard on her performance versus actually being in the moment in her own performance.
Right.
So that for me watching it took me a little bit out of it, because I'm like, if you're performing, I would want you to be in the performance versus you just overthinking the steps. But while it was a very beautiful foxtrot, it was done well. For me, her face was giving her away.
Yes.
Like, she kept thinking, like, okay, so I'm doing this moment, I'm going here, and then, oh, yeah, smile now.
it was too calculated for you.
It was a little calculated for me. Like, the whole point of dance, like, obviously, even if it's choreographed, it's to be in the moment. It is right. To be in that moment you're in right at that second. And that's the only thing I have. So otherwise, it was a very beautiful dance. Her clothes were gorgeous, and that was my favorite Taylor Swift song.
Okay, so, I really love your dance insight, because she's been dancing. How long have you been dancing? Since you were 4?
Yeah, since I was 4. I started hip-hop, tap, and in high school I started ballroom in high school.
Oh, that is wonderful. I really enjoyed the clean lines. They executed the dance really well. However, it wasn't that visually stimulating for me.
Yes.
I wanted to see more layers to the dance. I wanted to see more complex movements. They played it really safe this week, so I'm just hoping for more next week. And I know she's capable of giving us so much more. And JT, Jake. Next, their scores were 7, 6, and 7, which landed them with a score of 20 for this episode. Next couple we have is Jason and Eliana. They danced to the Jive. The song was called Shake It, which we've never heard of.
No, you've never heard of.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never heard of it. She's heard of it. I'm clearly out of the blue with that one. So what did you think about this one?
Jason has confidence by the buttload. Like, boatload. He is just so... No, seriously, like, when you're doing the Jive, and even though he's in the space outfit onesie, and you're just like, how are you going to make this work? Even though I'm in this onesie, I can still, you know, do it. Only critique I have, though it was a great dance, I love how he was into it, and he was just pointing. He's like, I'm going to give you those looks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to see more kicks. I wanted to see more Jive. Mm-hmm. For me, the Jive is all about kicks and... like high kicks, low kicks, whatever. Like, you're just like, you're always jumping, you're always up.
Right.
So that's what I was hoping to see. And though the performance was well, that's what it was missing for me.
Okay. So my thoughts on this performance was that I really enjoyed the energy so much. I wasn't that focused on the movement. They had so much fun, so much chemistry. They were just having a ball. It was almost like they were in the bedroom just going crazy. It was a really fun dance, great costume. However, I still like Sky's costume a little better, but, it was just like one of those dances, like, you don't even write notes. You just pay attention because you might miss something. So I really enjoyed that. They had a score of 7, 7, and 7, which landed them with the 21 for this episode, which is really good. They had great confidence, and I feel like it was well deserved. Our next couple is Mandela and Brighton. Yes. That is one of your favorites. So let's hear about what you thought about their dance.
I think it's interesting because he's a fashion designer and he said he has never danced before. But when you, I think the great thing about dance is even if you've never done it before, when you first find it and you first perform, it's in your blood. And it's like something you just like, you never knew was there, but like now you have it. And it's like, the performance, your performance is on another level. It's on like a different, like, I really don't want to get spiritual about it, but it's really on a different spiritual level too. Because.
Well, get spiritual on this show. Come on and bring out the spirits in us. Come on.
I'm just saying, I feel dance in itself is about being happy. It's about opening your heart, opening, just showing people, making them feel what you feel. Mm-hmm. That's a great part about dance. And that's what I love about this show. Mm-hmm. They're in, like, these kids, they're really letting their hearts, leaving it on that dance floor, and you watch it and you see it. And dancing, for some, is just like breathing. It's like the air you need to get by.
Right.
And watching.
That's deep. Oh, I'm going to quote you on that. Let me write down a quote.
Thank you. But, like, dancing, watching Mandela do it, I think he does have a presence. He does have a star power to him. And only, again, critique I could have about the performance, the salsa was missing, except for the key parts they did. Because I understand, like, the mentors are, you know, they're mentoring them, and they come up with a choreography, but you still have to remember, we want you to focus on the style of dance we kind of gave you versus moderating it up a lot.
Yeah, I agree. However, I do feel like, don't you feel like the judges come down a little bit harder on the older contestants versus the younger ones? Because I'm so like shocked every time they critique one of the older ones. I'm just like, why did you say that? Like, so-and-so did this too. Like, I don't agree with the judges on their critiques of the older ones because I feel like they're not playing with the even playing ground.
Well, it's kind of hard to play with the even playing ground because you do have kids that are older than you and their arms are longer than yours and they can do probably a lot more bigger moves than you can at 9 and that's your size. Mm-hmm. So while I see what you're saying.
So let's categorize this situation.
I totally see what you're saying, but
let's categorize the situation.
Okay, how would you like to categorize the situation?
Can we have a 9 through 11 category and a 12 through 14 category? Wouldn't that make more sense so that we can just like be fair on the critiques? I mean, not taking away from what the judges are saying. They have very viable points. However, let's spread that love and that criticism across the board evenly.
I just think it's kind of hard to, because the fact that they are like between 12 and 14 and then you have the younger kids who are 9, 11, it's kind of hard to be harder on them because of their age. Like, obviously the pros have been dancing probably around the same time they've been growing up, but it's just also
different.
Some of
them have only been dancing for 3 years, which is just even hard to fathom how well they execute these moves that they've only been introduced to dance for 3 years. That's crazy.
You can learn a lot, though, in those 3 years. You're right. It's fascinating and it's awesome. But that's why I say I kind of understand where the judges come from. Because if that was me, definitely I would be critiquing the older kids at a different standard and different level because they are older. And because it's almost like I'm expecting a little bit more from them because they're older. Like, they're expecting a lot from the little kids too because obviously the little kids are performing ballroom. And I feel like that's a little bit harder to like fathom.
Right.
That these 9-year-olds are performing ballroom. But I totally agree on the critiquing of the older kids versus not. I mean, they're coming out hard-ish, just not a lot like they are on the older kids. So I see it and I understand and I kind of agree.
Okay. So getting back to Mandela and Brighton, they did perform the salsa to a 2005 song from the Black Eyed Peas called Pump It. And their scores were 7, 7, and 8. Yep. And so they ended with a 22. And a lot of the critiques for Mandela was really out of his control. His mentor, They were the ones that, you know, choose the choreography and the, I'm pretty sure the songs too. I could be mistaken. But a lot of the critiques were like, you have to stick with the salsa. So they didn't see a lot of salsa. So out of Mandela's control, for what he had going on, you were superb, wonderful. Couldn't have done it better myself, honestly.
No, but what they were saying, if we're just going by the performance, it was amazing. That performance was killer. But if we're, so but if we're focusing on the genre we gave you, then yeah, we would like to see more salsa.
Yeah, so that's on the mentor. So come on now. Next couple we have is Hudson and Cameron.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and they were performing the Paso Doble to one of Madonna and Timbaland's joints from 2008.
Four minutes.
Okay. Yeah. She got the name of the song. So tell me in 4 minutes. No, just kidding. What did you think about this couple?
Okay. First of all, the Paso Doble is one of the most intense style in and of itself. It is a very intense body controlling, you have to be hit your perfect mark, and it's very awesome and intense and passionate. Like I think that's the most I can really say about the Paso Doble. It's passionate. Mm-hmm. But it's also about the control and the fire, and he had it in spades. That performance moved me so much.
Talk to me.
Like it really did. Like I cannot say how impressed I was that this 10-year-old did that well on a Paso Doble.
Did it take your breath away, Shay?
No, seriously. His movements, his form, his body, like Manny was saying, you could see every muscle and how it was moving.
He had those shoulders squared and framed, and he just had fire coming off of his back as he executed that so well.
Because like if you were doing like a normal dance with stars, Paso Doble is very like bullfighter and bull. So like the fact this is obviously kids and superheroes, and like
that was so appropriate,
Karen,
right?
Love always wins. Yes, yes, it always wins.
She was love girl and he was lightning dude. So cute, right?
It was so. I just can't say enough, and I am sad a little bit, but we'll get to that later.
We're not gonna touch on that right now.
Oh my gosh! Like I was
okay. That's really bad.
He's
really
fire. Bad. Like, seriously, that kid was fire, literally, in a superhero onesie.
So, did you love the fierce and ferociousness on his face the entire time? Like, how are you able to use every muscle in your face to have that look? Like he was so serious about this dance. I was very
impressed.
Because
it's a very serious dance.
Like, I was so impressed.
Seriously.
He takes himself very seriously. He takes dance very seriously. He takes this competition, this show very seriously. And you could see it from the way that they
came to play.
Him and Cameron have great chemistry, too.
They do.
They would be a cute couple. Let's watch out for those two.
Okay. Let them be kids for a while.
Of course. Let's move on to the scores. We had a 7, 8, and a 7. So they landed with a 22 for this show. And the next couple we have is Miles. And what was the name of his partner?
Riley.
Lindsay. Yes. Team Lindsay. The one thing that I had to say about this, and it was the Argentine tango, the one word that just escapes me. It was sexy. It was like, I didn't want to say because they're kids, but I just, any type of sex appeal that they could muster up, they mustered it for this dance. It was just so beautiful. It was so sensual. It was so serious. Tell me about your thoughts on this Argentine tango.
Well, they did it to one of my favorite songs. They did it to Gavin DeGraw's I Don't Want to Be, and you wouldn't think that song would actually go with Argentine Tango, but it worked super well.
They made it work.
And Miles is fire, intensity, the way he like grabbed her, that is a leading man right there. That's what I was thinking. That's when the whole time he was dancing, this is a leading man. And he knows what he's about. And that's what the Argentine Tango is. And I was so happy for him. I was so, I was like, obviously I don't like, we're not parents or anything, but I'm like, I'm proud mama. Yay. Yes. Like get that intensity, get that passion. I'm not gonna say sexy, but like, yeah. The appeal was there.
Yeah.
It was very commanding. Like, oh, that's a word. It was very commanding and
he was very dominant.
Yes.
In this dance, he was fire. He was dominant. He had the control. He had the poise. He had the facial expressions. He channeled whatever energy he needed to just beautifully just glide across the floor with such a seamless execution of this tango. It was just amazing. Just to watch.
I still love him grabbing her head and bringing her up. That was... Oof. Bottom
and she's so favorite. Much taller than him.
She's so like, no, seriously, when he dances, you don't see that she's tall. And that's what's amazing, I have to say, about Miles when he dances. Like, even though he is the shorter of the two pair, and they dance like a team, and you don't really care when they're dancing that he is shorter, because you can't tell. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most amazing part about watching him dance.
It's his presence.
It's
right?
His presence, right? It's like you said, it's his poise and like I said, commanding. Like, he is a leading man. And, like, especially when you're doing the art chain of tango, it's all about the man leading. Mm-hmm. So, he led. And he led correctly. And he led with a...
Like, look here, woman.
Strong back. Like, he his head held high, and I am all here for it.
Yes, I was all there for it. That was amazing. So, their scores ended up being all eights, which got them a 24 for this show, one of the highest scores for this particular episode. You could see him breathing throughout the dance, too. Pretty seriously. He was like...
Oh, yeah, you're coming. You're just like, he was like,
he was taking it all in. I mean, I can imagine with that much movement, your breathing has to be on point with the adrenaline and the nerves. I could just imagine myself passing out if oxygen is not available readily. Like, this has to be a thing for all dancers. Like, how do you, when you're dancing, especially if you're doing something like a tango or even like a jive where it takes more energy, how are your breathing patterns?
Me,
and are they noticeable?
I hope not. I mean, they could be. I hope not, though. For me, I try to breathe through my nose, but then I realize I'm doing it, so I try to breathe out my mouth, but I try to do it very, like, very small.
Okay.
Because especially when you're doing the jive, it's a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And you're doing so much, and you're just like, okay, kick, 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 and move now, ball change, like, mm-hmm. kick, kick, kick. Mm-hmm. So I try to... I actually don't think I breathe. I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm so into it. Uh-huh. I don't know when I'm doing it, so I could be breathing. I just don't know.
The adrenaline myself. Takes over.
It takes over.
Okay.
And I don't really think I am, but I hope I'm still alive. So yes, I am. I just don't realize it.
Okay. I could see that. Like, whenever I'm up on a stage or something like that, the adrenaline definitely takes over my body, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened. Like, you blank out.
You just hope to get the end of that line. You're just like, yes, I made it.
As long as you're done, it's like, okay, I'm just glad it's over. Whatever just happened, that's on you guys. Our next couple is Alana Honey Boo Boo. She was dancing with her partner to the cha-cha-cha with the Pussycat Dolls. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot?
Which is a great song. That was personally my song. To dance to the cha-cha.
I was like, boom, boom, boom. Okay. So, this was 2008. What were your thoughts about this one?
Okay. So, I hope nobody gets to me for this. However, this is a competition show, and it is about dance.
True.
For me, I basically just... Confidence, she has it in spades. You cannot discount that she has confidence in spades. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm here to watch dancing. I'm here to see both partners work together.
Right.
And most of the time, they were just strutting. And I feel like he kept picking up the slack. And for me, I need to see you move. I need to see you dance. And it's one thing when you're leaning on your other partner, but you also don't want them just to be, like, holding you up and also doing their part.
Right.
So that is my only thing. Does she have confidence? Yes. Does she have sass? Yes. And she's fun to watch. But at the end of the day, this is a dance competition, and I need to see you dance.
Yes. I am so there with you. I am. Yes, you took the words right out of my mouth. I wanted so much more for Alana. It's almost like they're holding her down because they're scared. Let her spread her wings, let her go, you know, let her do her thing, give her more challenging moves, more like complex combinations. Don't just let her walk, step, flip her arms here and there. Give her something to chew on so that she's challenged and that we can be so supportive. You know, I want to cheer for her so bad because I know she can do it. I want the world to see that she can do it. And I also feel like the judges kind of coddle, like they're being so generous because they may be trying to save face. But if it were another person, I feel like they would be more honest about how the dances were executed and even the choreography. It's just too simple.
Yeah, I mean, some people in the chat, Nelly J says, I do want the judges to give more critiques. Yes. Some of them need to get better with their posture and technique. Just because they are children doesn't mean they should be allowed to not get things they can improve on. And I totally agree with that. I feel like they're kids, but kids are smarter than we give them credit for.
Right.
So give them more challenging things. And I agree with you. I totally think that they're, in a way, trying to coddle her instead of just letting her, you know, pass or fail.
Yes.
I feel like we need to take the training wheels off, baby. And
this is a pass or fail moment for her. Like, please allow her. If it's painful for her to feel rejection, now is the time for her to feel it. She is growing up so quickly and she needs to get through whatever it is everyone else gets through so that she can be on top. Like, honestly, because our downfalls are what makes us grow and evolve, you know? So I really want them to step it up with her choreography and her combinations. Like, we all know that if it were anyone else, those critiques would go a little differently.
They would go very differently.
What about when Adam says says that she looks like she's just shopping, going through the mall shopping. She's just like,
it was,
hey.
It was true. I mean, if anybody was honest, like, for that whole entire critique, it was Adam. Because seriously, you just strut, you walked most of your dance.
Yeah.
And as fun as it is and interesting to see you walk, I want to see you cha-cha. Mm. And though I did give a point because the one part they did the cha-cha, she did have a nice form. She extended her arm nicely. I appreciated that. But that was all I saw.
Yeah. So the judges gave them a score of 6, 6, and 7. So for this show, they have a score of 19. So let's go over to our next couple with Akash and Cameron. Don't you love Akash? Aside from loving his name and his adorable face and his presence and his energy and everything else about him that's packaged in this just delightful little package, he is just amazing. Okay, what do you think about the combination they had? This was Dancing to Dynamite. They did the cha-cha-cha.
They did. I think there's so much to say about Akash. He's, first of all, adorable. You just want to watch him. You want to see what he's going to do next. And though there were cha-cha moves, he says, like, you know, dancing isn't his thing, but it actually is. And I just want to get, I actually want to challenge him a little bit more on the choreography.
Entertainment is his thing. I can see him being an entertainer at many different capacities because, I mean, if he's that smart and spells like a whip, and he dances like a whip. Can you imagine, like, all of the other things he could get into? His facial expressions, how he channeled that swag throughout the dance. Like, you didn't know Akash had swag. Did you know Akash had swag? Did you guys know Akash had swag?
No, I didn't, but now we know.
All the way on for this episode just for you.
Now we know he has swag. And just also because Jordan was like, can you, I've been, you know, lacking it. Can you give me some tips and advice on the flag?
I know, yes.
And it was so funny because I don't think he actually knew what to say. He's just like, just, you know, do the right thing.
And it's so much. It's so many things. He probably went to a swag tutor 101. That's what it felt like. But no, it comes seamless for him.
According to him, came to you from YouTube videos.
Oh, did it? Oh, yeah, he did say that, didn't he? Oh, my gosh. So, do you feel like Cameron loves him to death? Like, after this show, what are they going to do? Because she's so attached.
She's adorable. She wants him to do well. And they're both so giggly. And I think that's very, very so... I just can't stop saying adorable. I feel like I don't know what other words. Delightful. They're just so amazing to watch.
Yes,
because you see them kind of feed off each other, and that's great too. So,
and we are going to have Shay do our live read for you guys.
Hey guys, so hey AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, so we'll thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
All right, girl. Thank you for that so much, Shay. So let's talk about these scores. Do you think, well, let me tell you what they are first. We have a 7, a 7, and a 7.
Yes.
Heavenly 7, which gave them a 21 for this episode. Do you think those scores were merited, or did you want to see it go up? Was it down?
I liked it. I think a 7 is very fair. Because as well as the performance was, technique-wise... You know, we got a little bit to work on.
Okay.
Okay. But he had a lot of swag.
Which part of the technique are you referring to?
It's interesting because I understand why the judges are also, why the mentors are also giving them choreography that's a little modern. I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. But again, I want to see the genre a little bit. I want to see more. Like, it's not that it's not entertaining. I just really want to see more cha-cha. More of the style of dance that we're being told we're going to see.
Okay.
Because it's never going to be about the performance. If you kill the performance, that's amazing and you better rock it. But this is Dance with the Stars Juniors. We want to see the style of dance we were told we're going to get. At least me-wise.
Absolutely. What are they saying in our live feed?
Okay, so let's see. Tammy Kitajima, I hope I said your name right. I think the judges are scared to make the kids cry.
True story. Good point, Tammy. Good point. I was thinking about that.
Anneli J says, honey, Boo Boo is given the choreography she can handle.
That's fair.
Fair.
But it's also subjective.
Yeah.
Because this show isn't about staying at the same level. Every different show, like every time you move on, you're supposed to progressively get more and more challenged.
Yeah.
So that you can match up and be like the ultimate, the best out of all the couples. So that's the only point I'm making. Yeah, she can handle that very well. But I wanted to see more dance moves. Don't you want to see Honey Boo Boo dance? I want to see Honey Boo Boo dance.
Well, Tammy agrees with you. She says, I think the judges need to be fair across the ages despite experience. So no cuteness scores, as hard as it is not to have an impact score.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to be a little cynical here and say that they want to keep Honey Boo Boo on to... You know, decorate the ratings a little bit.
No, I'm not.
Because America wants to see her dance. America's tuning in to say that they saw her. So, I mean, I really think that that may have something to do with it. But thank you guys for keeping her on the show, which, well, let's move on to Ariana and Ardian so we can get to their final decision on who to cut. Ariana, you are so cute. Can I just hug you?
She could not get over the fact that she's like, I was born in 20.
Oh yeah, she did not know. What was she? No,
she's 2008.
Sky is the one that didn't know.
Wait, no.
Sky didn't know what year she was born, and Ariana says she was born. Yeah,
she's born in 20, but she started laughing, so it made it seem like she forgot for a second.
Oh,
and she kept giggling, and she's like, oh my gosh, like she's falling off the couch.
Oh, so she forgot. That's why they kept doing those clips.
I don't either. She couldn't get through it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I thought she was laughing because she's like, oh my God, I'm so young. I don't know. Do young people think like that? Oh my God, I'm so young.
Probably.
So, this pint-sized power couple, which was a quote from Mandy, they were amazing. They're both very talented, very confident. Ardian, he's just a delight to watch, and we have a special segment later on where we're going to feature him, because I just want to learn a little bit more about these professional kid dancers and how they came to be on this show. So we're going to feature him later, but the way that the whole thing was executed, high energy, great chemistry, they seem like they're each other's best friend at this point. What is your thoughts on this couple?
I totally agree. I think when you have a couple that has as much chemistry as they do have, you're excited to see what's about to start, like what's about to happen.
Right.
You're just like, I know it's going to be amazing. Maybe hopefully they can top what they did. Mm-hmm. But if not, either way, I'm amazed and entertained by it. And they excelled from last week. I didn't think it was going to be possible to like excel the way they have, but they exceeded my expectations on this drive.
Right. They did so well on the drive. Great costuming, by the way. I loved her hair. I want my hair like that. so they were easily the judges. Like, I feel like they were one of the judges' favorites.
They are.
Just the judges' favorite couple, period.
I mean, Val said you are one of the couples to be, even though he had to, you know, he had to, like, kind of backtrack. Mm-hmm. Or one of the handful of couples to be. But yes,
Had to clean it up. Mega PC. Okay.
This is the team to beat. She dances. She's like been dancing probably since she was a kid too. So like when you have that,
she's a twerker. What are you talking about?
I mean,
she can't twerk.
But she can't twerk on TV. But you could tell she has some experience because she's not afraid to like go. She's not afraid to just give you more than what you thought you were expecting when you're first seeing it. And I love to watch that. And I can't wait to see like their growth. Seriously, I think their growth as a team and as this couple, whatever next coming weeks will have for them, I think we're going to be astounded and we're just going to be amazed.
Yeah. So just to give you guys a little, some details on their dance, they danced to The Jive and it was a 2007 Taylor Swift song.
No.
Hey, you.
Sweetie, that was Avril Lavigne.
Oh, sorry. Ooh, Avril Lavigne. Okay, well, at least I know the song. I want to be a girlfriend. No.
Points for knowing the song.
Yes, because it's more important that your song impacted me.
That is
even
true.
Even though I don't know which one of you sung it, but, you know. Thank you for clearing that up. We are now going into the cut. Dome. We have... What was that?
Their scores were 8-8-8.
Oh,
eight.
Sorry. Yes, their scores. Oh, my gosh. So, these guys ended episode 2 with all 8s from the judges. Well-deserved. As I said, I think they're one of the judges' favorite couples. So, well-deserved all 8s across the board. They could have easily gotten a 10 if we were a little bit further on in the season.
I wanted a 9. I'm sorry. I kept saying that Miles should have got a 9 and they should have got a 9. But again, that was me.
So we are going to talk about this cut. Shay, you want to tell them who got cut this episode since it broke your heart into a bajillion pieces? She was so affected by this. You guys, just let her tell you about it.
Okay, guys, so we were down to our eliminated couple, and I actually was shocked. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I was very shocked. Hudson and his partner Cameron were cut today, and I, like, wanted to burst out in tears. I was just shocked.
Yes.
I was upset.
I felt it.
I couldn't. because you're right next to me. I really couldn't understand how that was possible, because that Posse Doble was amazingly put together. It had so much strength.
It was everything. It was everything.
It was really everything. And audience, man, I need y'all to work with me here. In the audience, I need you.
Like, what were you thinking when you cut them? Like, please, like, if anyone has any feedback in the live feed, tell me why they got cut. What did you see? Yes. What did you see in that? Now let's move along to our predictions. Actually, we're going to do the special segment on Ardion Celestine really quickly. Sorry, guys. I jumped ahead there for a second. Ardion Celestine, his birthday is May 1st, 2007. He is Ariana Greenblatt's partner. And we just want to do a special segment so you guys get to know who these professional kid performers are. And so they're not just lost in the sauce and just the kid that danced with the celebrity. These are people too, and they're celebrities now. So let's highlight them and praise them and love on them. So Ardion was born May 1st, 2007. He's from Murrieta, California. He's been featured on the show's Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey, America's Got Talent with his partner Paige, and from what they were saying, his future fiance, and also the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And he is a dancer, a tap dancer, and a gymnast. And his ultimate dream is to be in the Olympics as a gymnast. Isn't that wonderful? His mom is Angela in art, and he has a brother and two sisters, and they're all A's. So we have Ardion, we have Arthur, we have Eris, and Amar. So all A's. My name is Angel, so I'm a little biased. I think that is superb, the way they just named everyone. Such interesting, unique names, all A's. So how does Ardion make you feel when he's dancing? And even when you see him, like during the interviews, while other people are talking, you see him in the background just moving around. He is so lit, 24/7 lit.
Yes. I think Ardion's just spirit and who he is joyful. And like, you just want to smile when you see him. He has a personality where like, he's going to make you smile. You don't know how yet, but you know you're going to smile by the time you're done. And yes. I think that is a blessing to have.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So he's a big burst of energy. He is, I don't think he has any bad days, because he is just such a delight. And he really has great connections with his partners. If you saw him and Paige dance on America's Got Talent, oh, my gosh, those two. Stars and rockets. So he's really good, obviously, at creating chemistry with his partners. Him and Ariana have a great chemistry within their dancing realm, of course. And also during their practices, that looks like a lot of fun. So we are going to sadly start wrapping things up. Did you have any ending quotes or anything to say about this particular episode?
I am hopeful for what is going to be coming the next couple weeks. I hope to see all these dancers and the celebrities grow as a team. Because at the end of the day, it's the team that's going to make it to the end.
Right. Which leads us to our predictions.
And now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, so who do you think is going to get cut next week?
Okay. And I only say this because if they don't challenge her enough, honey boo, because confidence will only get you so far. There has to be something more than confidence that gets you through the door.
Yeah, they're all confident, to be fair. So you are so right.
Yeah, there has to be more there has to be more than confidence that gets you through the door and sustains you. Because confidence will get you through that open door right there. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have any substance to back it up, it's going to just slowly fade.
Yeah, I so wish this show was kind of like The Voice, where when one judge cuts, somebody else can save them. I really wanted Hudson saved.
Yes.
And so I personally think, yes, Alana Honey Boo Boo will be facing the next cut. That's just my personal opinion and prediction. And based on the scores, I might be onto something. So thank you so much for tuning in to Dancing with the Stars Junior. This is season one, episode two. Thank you so much. And you guys have a fantastic week. You can find me at Angel_Taylor_ on Instagram. Where can we find you, Shay?
Hey, guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.